Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about prepare for war. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, tomorrow I got an interview for a new job. Yeah, I'm gonna get a second job because shit is getting expensive. Yes, I need to level up. But guess what, friends? We better prepare because shit's hitting the fan. Because this fucktard is doing stupid shit. Yes, and if you don't believe me, I got a video to show ya. Yes, friends, I hope you like story time. Yay! Yes, my friend Peter here, he explains it very, very well what the kind of douchebaggery is going on. Take it away, my friend.
Quick question. What happens when the U.S. steals another country's oil?
And accidentally robs China in the process.
Because that's exactly what just happened in Venezuela.
Yes, friends, we stole fucking China's shit. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Yeah, and why did we do it? Because Massa commanded us to do it. Yes, Donald Trump, he's bought and paid for. Guess by who?
Juice.
Yeah, man. So, what the fuck? He's doing it to get all that nice juice he come because he's a piece of shit and a loser. So, yeah, we're going to World War III. So, guess what's gonna happen, friends? Fun times, yes. Hopefully, there's no nukes, but most likely we're gonna get nuked. Oh, man, so fucking awesome. But, yes, do you think these fuckers care that we get nuked? Of course they don't, because they're assholes. And what can we do about it? I don't know. I got ideas, but fuck, so maybe people will fucking blow their nuts and What's do the name? Fucking thing we need to do. But no, I think people are gonna be fucking pussies. But whatever, right? Let's continue with this abortion.
China didn't lose money.
They got their collateral taken at gunpoint.
Overnight.
$12 billion. Gone. Not mismanaged. Not defaulted.
Seized.
And almost nobody is talking about it.
Yes, friends, it's not being talked about because they're talking about immigration and drugs and those other bullshit. Yeah, stuff that doesn't really matter. Who gives a shit some fucking feminist bitch got fucking her brains blown out? No, there's other things fucking that are more important, like this China thing. That's gonna really fuck us up in the long run. Yeah, we're probably gonna go into World War III and probably nukes are gonna fly. So, fuck it, enjoy.
Here's what happened. 2007, China starts lending money to Venezuela. Billions. Over 19 years, they pump $106 billion into the country.
How do they get paid back?
Well, they used to do that shit with U.S. dollars, but because of Biden and his douchebaggery and weaponized the fucking thing, fucking nobody wants to use a dollar anymore. Yeah, thanks Biden, you dumb cocksucker, but these dumb assholes want to fucking push us to World War III because they think they could do all this kind of bullshit, and Trump is a fucking cocksucker too, he's gonna be doing the same fucking thing, but fuck it, that's what we deserve, huh?
Oil? Venezuela ships crude to Beijing. The revenue pays the debt. Simple.
Except it's not simple anymore.
January 3rd, 2026. Trump raids Caracas. Captures Maduro. Seizes control of Venezuelan oil.
Yeah, that shit was fucking retarded as fuck. What the hell did that fucking need to happen? But hell, Trump wanted to win, so he bribed fucking Maduro, whatever, sucked his dick or something. But fuck it, let's go with this shit, I guess.
And announces, no oil leaves Venezuela without U.S. approval.
That moment right there, China's $12 billion in outstanding loans just became unsecured debt.
The collateral disappeared.
Hey man, what the fuck would you do when some motherfucker steals your shit from you? Yeah, wouldn't you go roll up on them and take your shit back? I would. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. And China has every right to do it, right?
Because you can't pay back money with oil that the U.S. military is blocking from the port.
So now we're directly responsible for China's loss.
We, the United States, Trump, Washington, whatever you want to call it.
Gee, riddle me this, Batman. Who could it be? I wonder. Yes, Trump is doing this because he loves Israel. Why? Because he's retarded. Yes, I know, fucking, they look pretty and all, but they don't love you. Yes, Trump, stop being a fucking puppet. I don't want to go to war for these freaks, but you are going to do it either way because you're controlled. And it sucks when your leaders are controlled. Yes, all I know is that no matter what, I'm not going to go to war for these people. Not for Israel. And hope you guys don't go either. I care about you guys and all in all, that's all we have is each other. Because, fuck these people, they don't have your back. Who does? Who does really? At least here, we get to laugh and, at their expense. Because they sure as fuck did fuck us in the ass. And I sure as fuck tired of these people. and I welcome this war, because hopefully it gets rid of all the retardation. Right, friends? Well, be strong, and let's do this. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and hopefully I keep you guys entertained. And let's see what other bullshit is going to happen. Oh, man, hopefully we don't die, but if it happens, at least we're going to die together, right, friends? Well, let's continue.
We just grabbed $12 billion worth of collateral that was supposed to guarantee Beijing's loans.
And China knows it.
January 4th, one day after the raid, Beijing sends an emergency directive to every state bank in the country.
Report your Venezuela exposure.
Oh, yes, I asked Brave Browser, and it said, yes, there was a Chinese delegation in Venezuela when the U.S. forces captured President Nicolas Maduro in early January 2026. fun times indeed. Chinese delegation meeting with Maduro just hours before the U.S. operation. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro met with Hui Zhaoli, whatever, I can't pronounce that anyways, China's Special Representative for Latin America and Caribbean Affairs at the Miraflores Presidential Palace in Caracas on January 2nd of 2026. Yes, fun times, right? During the meeting, Maduro praised the unbreakable bond between China and Venezuela and referred to Chinese President Xi Jinping as an older brother. Yes, if this is true, don't you think the older brother will protect the younger brother from getting his shit pushed in? What do you think, friends? Well, let's find out, huh?
Today, now, that's not normal, that's panic.
China just realized we got played. We lent money based on the assumption that oil would keep flowing. And now the U.S. controls the oil.
So here's where it gets bad.
Yes, these fucking idiots think that China's gonna take it lying down. What would you do if someone steals that shit ton of money from you? Won't you go over there and get it back? Oh yeah, the fucking China's gonna do something. You wait and see. I would. Anyone with fucking balls? And China has balls. These people fucking think they're fucking pussies. No, you'll see. These guys will do something, man. Just wait. It's gonna be fucking glorious.
I'm not interested.
China is mad. Properly mad. Because this isn't about money anymore. This is about proving that the Beijing consensus, the entire alternative to U.S. financial hegemony, is fake.
Yes, friends, the U.S. empire is going down the toilet, and these fuckers don't like it. Well, too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. You guys fucking weaponized the dollar. Now these guys tell you to go eat a dick. Yes, and you doing it for the fucking Jews. I mean, the star people. I mean, fucking the tiny hat people. Whatever. Yeah, man, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's over. Just pack it up and just go home. Just go home. There's nothing wrong by walking away. But no, you guys don't want to do it. You guys want to take us to World War III and nuke everything. Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Why the hell do you want to prove that this is the fucking Fermi Paradox? Is this how we end up? That's how civilizations end up? By stupid shit? I'd rather not. But if it happens, it happens. Let's continue.
What's the Beijing consensus?
The idea that you can borrow from China without borrowing from Washington. No IMF, no austerity, no U.S. conditions. That was supposed to be the future. That was supposed to be how developing countries escaped American control.
I believe that everyone in the world is tired of the usury. Yeah, not just of China, Russia, all that. Even the people here, we're all tired of the bullshit. So yeah, I think a regime change would be nice, don't you think, friends? Yeah, why not? Anyways, let's continue.
And Trump just proved it doesn't work.
He proved that Beijing's money has a fatal weakness, the U.S. Navy. If Washington doesn't like your government, they can just take the collateral.
Yes, but also China's building all kinds of crazy Navy stuff. So yeah, they got fucking aircraft carriers too. And then Russia has those fucking Kinzhal missiles. And who knows what other things they got. So yeah, just because you think you have a little Navy doesn't mean that everybody's gonna be a bitch about it. So let's find out, right?
And Beijing can't stop them.
So now China is sitting at a table with Vietnam, Indonesia, Pakistan, the Philippines, all their debtors, and they have to explain why their money isn't actually safe.
Yes, if China can't protect their investments, why would these people follow them, right? It's just a given.
That is catastrophic for Beijing.
Because they've built an entire geopolitical strategy on the idea that they're the alternative. The country that doesn't invade, that doesn't overthrow governments, that just invests and lets you run your own country.
And Trump just proved that doesn't matter if the U.S. Navy shows up.
Yes, I guess China is going to have to fight with the U.S., right? Fun times indeed. Yeah, do you think that people are going to be fighting for the U.S.? No, people here in the U.S., the populace are tired. They're getting their ass fucking kicked. Yeah, everything's more expensive. You think they're going to be protecting the government? No. And the government right now is doing all kinds of shit here, so nah, I don't think it's going to work, but let's see. What else are they going to do? Yeah, man, this shit's going to fall, but it is what it is. Let's continue.
So China is mad, seriously mad, because we just made them look weak in front of every country that was considering borrowing from them.
That's bad, because mad empires usually do something about it.
And that's where it gets really fucking dangerous.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to war with China. Yeah, like, what do you think? China's going to take that shit fucking lying down? Yeah, they're not. And you think fucking Russia's not going to fucking join in? Yeah, it's going to be World War III. They have to. And what, you think Israel's going to help us? Nah, fuck no. Those fucking losers ain't going to help us. They're the ones fucking pulling our chains, but they're not going to fucking jump in. No way. Yeah, we're fucked, dudes. But it is what it is. If we get nuked, we get nuked. So fuck these fucking assholes for making us do this fucking shit. But that's alright, friends. Hopefully the next incarnation, we do better. If not, it is what it is.
China can't fight us militarily in Latin America. They don't have the Navy. They don't have the bases. But they can retaliate economically. They could start dumping U.S. treasuries. They could stop buying American bonds. They could cut off rare earth materials.
China got played hard.
And now we're the reason they're mad.
Yes, friends, we're going to go into dark time, so hopefully you're ready for fucking some crazy shit. Yeah, we're going to collapse economically, and then the dishbaggery is going to happen, all the fucking riots. Oh, man, it's going to be fucking fun times. Hopefully you got your fucking war mask on. Yeah, it's going to be fun. You can be knocking people out and shit. But oh well, whatever. Let's go for the high score, I guess. Yeah, most likely I'm going to die. So if I die, pour one out for me, my friends. But don't die yourself, because you will be needed. Well, you take care of yourself, friends, and I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.
Long if you feel like that sense is the truth, because I'm happy.
Here's the location. Gigi di Agostini.
Auf den Boden! Auf den Boden legen!
Boden, hab ich gesagt!
Hinlegen! Hände auf den Rücken!
Dank für den 1:19.